This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Sagunan Samachitraya Brahma Punyaya Kalpate. If one is a pure devotee acting under the directions of the Guru, one easily gets the mercy of the Supreme Lord and thus becomes immediately situated on the transcendental platform. This is explained in the next verse. So, the goal is to become free from the clutches of Maya, the three modes of material nature. Devi hi sagunamayi mama maya duratyaya mam evie prapadyante maya metan tarantite. That this material nature, which consists of the three modes, is very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders to Krishna can easily cross over it. But we don't surrender to Krishna directly. We can't surrender to Krishna directly, but we surrender through the spiritual master. And then we can become free from the modes of material nature. So Prabhupada ended this purport by saying this is explained in the next verse. So we'll read the next verse. Yasya sakshad bhagavati jnana deepa prade guru martyasya di shutam tasya sarvam kunjarasauchavat. The spiritual master should be considered to be directly the Supreme Lord because he gives transcendental knowledge for enlightenment. Consequently, for one who maintains the material conception that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being, everything is frustrated. His enlightenment and his Vedic studies and knowledge are like the bathing of an elephant. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is recommended that one honor the spiritual master as being on an equal status with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sakshad Hari Tvena Samasta Shastra. This is enjoined in every scripture. Acharya Mam Vijaniyat. One should consider the Acharya to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In spite of all these instructions, if one considers the spiritual master an ordinary human being, one is doomed. His study of the Vedas and his austerities and penances for enlightenment are all useless, like the bathing of an elephant. An elephant bathes in a lake quite thoroughly, but as soon as it comes on the shore, it takes some dust from the ground and strews it over his body. Thus there is no meaning to the elephant's bath. One may argue by saying that since the spiritual master's relatives and the men of his neighborhood consider him an ordinary human being, what is the fault on the part of the disciple who considers the spiritual master an ordinary human being? This will be answered in the next verse. But the injunction is that the spiritual master should never be considered an ordinary man. One should strictly adhere to the instructions of the spiritual master, for if he is pleased, certainly the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado visya prasadam nagati kutopi. So the consequence of considering the spiritual master to be an ordinary human being is that one will think that one's own ideas are as good as the spiritual master's, or that one can take knowledge or information or ideas from different places and decide for oneself on what package he wants to have for himself. And consequently, one will commit the offense of Gurur Avagya, which means to disobey the orders of the spiritual master, which is an offense not only to the spiritual master, but to the holy name. One disciple asked Srila Prabhupada that our whole philosophy is in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastaka. But the spiritual master is such an important part of our philosophy, but we don't see the spiritual master mentioned in the Shikshastaka. But Srila Prabhupada said it is there, at least implied, in the third verse about humility. Chinadapi sunichena, to feel more humble than the straw in the street. Because if one is humble, then he or she will want guidance and therefore approach a spiritual master. But if one is not humble, if one is proud that, oh, I know so much, I'm so intelligent, I know Sanskrit, I know shastras, I'm so educated, then one will think one doesn't need a spiritual master, and one doesn't need to surrender to a spiritual master. Recently, we were working on a description of the first Bombay Pandal, and in that Pandal program, now Radhana Swami came as a seeker who was traveling in India and associating with different types of sadhus. And Srila Prabhupada asked him to be brought onto the stage. He sent Gurudas to bring him from the audience. So Radhana Swami came on stage. And while Srila Prabhupada was speaking, Radhana Swami's heart was telling him, this is your guru, you should surrender. But his mind was rejecting that idea and saying, you shouldn't just learn from one person, you should learn from many people. And his heart was saying, no, he's your guru, you have to surrender to him. And while he was going through this intense internal conflict, Prabhupada stopped speaking for a moment or two and looked at him, and through his eyes, as Radhana Swami explains it, through his eyes, Srila Prabhupada was telling him, give up your nonsense, just surrender. So the mind, as Burijan Prabhu often points out, the mind is the agent of the false ego. And the false ego doesn't want to surrender to Krishna. The false ego wants to be God or controller, enjoyer, proprietor, the center of everything. So the mind, as Bhagavan Prabhu says, the mind will always give us so many reasons why not to chant Hare Krishna. Or in other words, the mind will always give us so many reasons why not to surrender. So we should not be misled by the mind. And you know, with our intelligence or with our hearts, we should surrender. So in each of these three verses, Srila Prabhupada makes reference to the next one. So in this purport he did the same, so now we'll go on to the next one. Eshavai Bhagavan Sakshat Pradana Purusheshvara Yogeshvarar Vimrigyangrir Lokoyam Manyate Naram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is the master of all other living entities and of the material nature. His lotus feet are sought and worshipped by great persons like Vyas. Today is Vyasa Deva's appearance day, Vyas Purnima. Nonetheless, there are fools who consider Lord Krishna an ordinary human being. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The example of Lord Krishna's being the Supreme Personality of Godhead is appropriate in regards to understanding the spiritual master. The spiritual master is called Sevak Bhagavan, the servitor personality of Godhead, and Krishna is called Sevya Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is to be worshipped, served. The spiritual master is the worshipper God, whereas the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the worshipable God. This is the difference between the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's sort of like what Srila Prabhupada said, you can become godly, but you can't become God. Another point. Bhagavad Gita, which constitutes the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is presented by the spiritual master as it is, without deviation. Therefore, the absolute truth is present in the spiritual master. As clearly stated in text 26, this is the previous verse, Gyana Deepa Prade. The Supreme Personality of Godhead gives real knowledge to the entire world. And the spiritual master, as the representative of the Supreme Godhead, carries the message throughout the world. Therefore, on the absolute platform, there is no difference between the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If someone considers the Supreme Personality, Krishna or Lord Ramachandra, to be an ordinary human being, that does not mean that the Lord becomes an ordinary human being. Similarly, if the family members of the spiritual master, who is the bona fide representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, consider the spiritual master an ordinary human being, this does not mean that he becomes an ordinary human being. The spiritual master is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, one who is very serious about spiritual advancement must regard the spiritual master in this way. Even a slight deviation from this understanding can create disaster in the disciples' Vedic studies and austerities. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes, Revati?
Well, sometimes the spiritual master gives specific instructions. And like Vrishavana, we skip. Sometimes the spiritual master wants us to apply our intelligence to understand his desire, how to serve him. So, can you speak about that a little more? Like how to understand if we aren't, there are general instructions that apply to everyone, but sometimes there's specific instructions in terms of service for particular disciples, and other disciples may only get the general instructions but not get specific instructions. So, in that case, it was my understanding that Prabhupada felt that you were ready to make that decision and he wanted you to do it. But how are we to know if we don't have specific instructions? Should we just follow the general instructions? Or?
Well, many times devotees ask Srila Prabhupada what they should do if they have questions that are too detailed or too complicated to find a direct answer in the scripture, and if Srila Prabhupada is not available. Some ask it in relation to the time when Srila Prabhupada would not be physically present. And in one after the other instance, Srila Prabhupada said that they indicated that they could get the answers or would get the answers through offenseless chanting. Like Satsvarupa, he was the first one I heard this from. He said he asked Srila Prabhupada, and she, you know, how we would get answers when he's no longer present, and Srila Prabhupada said, The holy name of Krishna and Krishna himself are the same. Do you realize this fact? So, that's one way we get answers. And then, by consulting other devotees. Yeah, by reading we can get answers. But, yes, I remember, I think it was one of the first times I met Rameshwar Prabhu at the Rath Yatra, after he had been away from the Association of Devotees for some time, at least in the LA area. And he said to me that, you know, you and I are very fortunate because Srila Prabhupada gave us direct instructions, so we know exactly what our mission is. Mm-hmm. Not every disciple got that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, in his case, the instruction was to distribute books. In my case, the instruction was to write. So, yeah. You have some question?
Always. but thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I will tell a little story that I just read. An anecdote. I thought of it as the devotees were strewing the path that I was walking with flower petals.
Mm-hmm.
I think just yesterday, maybe today, but not later than yesterday, I read the story that Srila Prabhupada had come to the airport and some of the ladies had like a big basket of flower petals. So they were, and it was quite a distance to, from where Prabhupada began his walk to where he sat down. So they were, you know, throwing flower petals in his path. So when he sat down, one of the employees of the airport told the ladies, you know, you've made a big mess. You have to pick up these flowers. And Srila Prabhupada said, what's the matter? You don't like flowers? And then he said, you don't mind picking up cigarette butts, but if it's flowers, you don't want to have to clean them up. So, and they didn't, of course. But yeah. Okay, so Hare Krishna.